Well, especially a ship in this part of the world under that kind of control, a Russian crew, supposedly, carrying a very distinct cargo, someplace, just dropping off the radar, and it just didn't make sense to anybody. At one point, there were people talking about pirates and blah blah blah. And it just
but there aren't usually pirates up there. I mean,
exactly.
We hear pirates down in
they're
Somalia.
There are pirates everywhere, but it just doesn't make sense for pirates to be operating up there in those kind of frigid waters. The truth be told, it's just as difficult to navigate up there for the ships, as it would be for the pirates. So there wouldn't probably be a lot of options. But this was a very strange situation, and this sort of took place in July. And it was a scenario where there were questions about what indeed happened. And, in talking to some sources and looking through some research and doing some investigation on it, turns out, as I understand it, this was a scenario where this ship was essentially taken by a group of renegades from within Russia. And they were trying to send some S-300 missiles, which are some of the most deadly in the Russian arsenal, to Iran. Did not get to do that, as I understand it. But, of course, the Russians aren't saying anything. Russians knew nothing about it. The government didn't know anything about it. It was Mossad, the Israelis, that apparently had been tracking and watching what was unfolding and notified the Russians about it. That's when this story about the ship disappearing and being taken over or hijacked came up, supposedly, as I understand it, or have been told, to help the Russians save some face, but they knew nothing about it.
Oh, my God. And this is like something out of a James Bond movie or something.
Well, things like that go on around the world, and this is a situation where the question begs, who were these people and how'd they get their hands on these things? If the story is true, how'd they get their hands on it without the Russian government knowing about it? And this takes you right back to the story about the Merchant of Death, Victor Boot, who was the alleged former KGB officer who, after the fall or rather the dissolution of the Soviet Union, saw an opportunity to take all of those weapons and tanks and all of that arsenal that made up the Soviet Union and sell it off. Mm. And so there are those out there that will tell you now that there's lots of that material still out there. And so, but the question again is, how did they pull this off without the Russian government knowing? And in that, we don't know the answer to.
And Russia shares a border with Iran, so it seems like there'd be easier ways than bringing it around that way. Not easy to transport these things sort of unnoticed. You don't just stick a missile in your pocket, for goodness sakes.
But that's the way to do it, though. Don't do it the logical way, because, the logical way, there's lots of border checkpoints and there's a lot of government oversight there and, presence there. So do it the illogical way, the way in which you won't raise much suspicion, and you might get away with it. But today, in this day and time, there's just so much. There's so many biometrics out there. There's so many satellites out there. There's so many eyes on everything, and eyes that you may have no clue where they are, where they're coming from, or how they even have locked on to you. It's so difficult to pull off something like this because there's just so much spyware out there.
And is there any suspicion that Russia may have been complicit in this? Or do most people sort of say, oh, this is probably done underneath what the Russian government knew and asked?
Well, there is the idea that there has to be some either element of the Russian government or the military that may know something about this. Or there was some overt government intention of sending these weapons, if that's what was on the boat, over to Iran. But there's no proof of that, and we may never get that proof. But one of the most interesting parts about this is that the Israeli Prime Minister, allegedly Benjamin Netanyahu, went on a secret trip to Russia, to Moscow, shortly after Mossad notified their counterparts in Russia about this vessel. So he supposedly went on a trip over there, a secret trip, to express his displeasure to the Russians about what was going on, and that was supposedly designed as well as an opportunity for the Russians to save some face, because they really, apparently, based on what we've been told, didn't know that this was going on.
Oof. I wouldn't want to be the person in Russia who, you know, who says, oh, yeah, sorry, we lost the missile.
Yeah, you know, it's a big country.
It's a big country.
But, you know, the other thing, too, that you have to keep in mind is that there are lots of former Soviet republics that are still loyal to the idea of the mother, the mother Soviet Union, and many who don't subscribe to the democracy principles that country exists under today. And there are those who still operate along the same lines of the old Soviet Union today, hiding things, a very dark place, the secrets, weapons, and just doing that kind of business. The secret black market business thrives in some of those places. And, you know, we may never find out who was behind this, and we may find out that it was nobody that had anything at all to do with the Soviet Union. It may have been some other country from some other part of the world, and that these Estonians were the fall guys.